Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, what do you do when your 9-year-old son refuses to participate in family activities, kicks holes in the wall, and is violent? We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast. Our 9-year-old son is out of control. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And if during this month of June your question is selected or you leave a review of HFC on iTunes, we'll send you a free copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. And as always, this podcast is for educational purposes only. It's not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Amy of Montreal, Canada. And Amy writes, I recently stumbled upon your podcast and love it. I have a question I'm hoping you can address on your podcast. I would also love to get a copy of your book if you're still offering it, which I am. We have a highly sensitive and strong-willed 9-year-old son who has been very difficult over the last year, and we have definitely been in a control battle. My husband and I have not been working well together, which led to massive chaos in our home last summer, and our son ended up with way too much power. He was hitting us, kicking holes in the walls, swearing, bullying his younger brother, refusing to attend planned activities, holding all of us hostage. He was out of control, and we have been working hard to regain authority. Things have improved a lot, but we still struggle in some areas. We are seeing a family therapist, and I read a lot of parenting books, maybe too many, which leave my head spinning and feeling confused. Punishment and rewards don't work and damage the parent-child relationship, so what now? Collaborative problem solving, but what if the kid is too immature? Do we impose parental consequences or just natural consequences? On top of all this, I'm a therapist, so I should have all this figured out, right? So, my question is, our son is so strong-willed, he will pull out all the stops if he really doesn't want to do something. How would you role-play a conversation with our 9-year-old that says, I don't want to go swimming. That's a waste of my time. You can all go, but I'm not going. He also incessantly asks for play dates and sleepovers and doesn't want to spend time with the family. I worry he is too peer-oriented, and I want to have balance of time with friends and time with family. Okay, well, thanks for your question, Amy. I'm glad you found me. And I'm glad you find the podcast helpful. And yes, your copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle is on the way, which I'm sure you'll find helpful as a parent and as a therapist. And by the way, therapists are people too. We don't have it all put together in our own lives. So, let's look at your situation. In your family, your intense, and it sounds like very competitive 9-year-old has had and continues to have too much power in the family. Yet a better way for us to think about this is that your son's negative behavior and managing his negative behavior takes up way too much bandwidth in the family. In other words, we have a major control battle, and there are lots of negative consequences that result from that. It interferes with your son's development. While he's putting his energy into learning how to fight, resist, avoid, and manipulate, he's not putting his energy into social, emotional learning and growing. You fight with him, and that gives or reinforces the idea that parents are against him. His younger brother is growing up in an environment that's traumatic and all about managing his older brother. And parents are undoubtedly in some level of parental burnout. So yes, we want to change this dynamic. You say things have gotten better since last summer. Excellent. It demonstrates that your son responds when you do things differently and better. Now, what did you do to make things better? I'm also curious about how your son does with his peers. Is he dominating and insensitive, or more sharing and fitting in? That'll tell us how much of his behavior is contextual, as in just there in the family, and how much is where he is developmentally. Okay, Amy, yes, how you and your husband disagree about parenting is clearly a major factor in the family dynamic. And while parents parenting differently is the norm, that's very common, the two of you absolutely need to understand and see how each of your responses to each other and to your sons feed into the family choreography, the family control battle, or as I like to refer to it as feed the beast, how you're dealing with each other feeds the beast. And then let's find a more reasoned, healthy way of dealing with each other's styles and imperfections, which we all have, and your son's developmental and behavioral issues, ways to starve the beast. And a family therapy can help with that. That'd be fabulous. Amy, you are getting, as you seem to be aware, too hung up on parenting philosophies. No one approach is the right one all of the time. You're right. Punishment and rewards makes children and teens into white rats in a lab and not people. So let's not think in those terms. Collaborative problem solving is great. And in your case, you can offer and be available for it so that as your son gets healthier, he can participate in a healthy way. And in the meantime, you can use it with his younger brother so that it's established as a value and a healthy way for family members to get their needs met. Right? Now, should consequences be natural or parentally imposed? Well, they both have their place, and when you impose consequences as parents, I like to think about it as creating opportunities for earning privileges. But when we lose privileges or impose consequences, if you do it in a way that's consistent and relevant, they will be seen less as adult-imposed and will be seen as natural. For instance, if your child kicks a hole in the wall, then there isn't going to be any screen time, for instance, until he and a parent patch and paint and restore the wall. And he has a good understanding and a sincere commitment to use healthy self-regulation skills the next time he's upset. Which leads me to the next thing I want to talk about. How we frame the problem has everything to do with how we approach the solution. It's easy to focus on the fact that your son has too much power in the family, but if we think about the fact that he does not have or does not use healthy self-regulation skills, it gives us a better platform for making progress. He needs to do a better job of managing his needs and feelings. Then, as parents, you can focus on supporting him in getting and using those skills. In addition to the family therapy, which is terrific, he could get some counseling focused on emotional management or be in a social emotional learning group for kids his age. And there are programs that he could go to for a number of weeks that are quite positive, activity oriented, and focus on self-management, social skills development, and self-esteem. That way, we're changing the family dynamic and getting your son the support and the skills he needs to be happy and successful in life. And we sure would like to make some really good progress with this before he hits his adolescence, that's for sure. Now, you say he's sensitive and intense, but to me, Amy, he sounds competitive and intense. Is he in sports? Because that's a great place to develop one's competitiveness. And even in sport, there is sportsmanship. And he can learn about that from other adults and peers while getting recognition for his competitive skills. And I realize that this is a lot of conjecture on my part, but the point is, let's find the right environment to support his strengths while we work on his areas of weakness. Okay, Amy, so now to your question about how we would have a conversation with your 9-year-old who says, I don't want to go swimming. That's a waste of my time. You can all go, but I'm not going. Well, I actually wouldn't have a conversation with a child that says that. I'd validate his feelings. I'd set the limit. I'd remind him that I want to support him in getting what he wants. And I'd move on. And it would sound something like this. Wow, I see you have some strong feelings about swimming for our family outing today. And since it is a family outing, we are all going. And I hope you decide to bring your best self with you so that we can plan that overnight you want. And then I'd walk away. So, Amy, you are making progress, and that's a great thing. But don't settle for how far you've come. It's easy for us to get worn down and become resigned that family life is always going to include managing a difficult-to-manage son. And that will keep some level of a control battle in place. As I said earlier, you and your husband need to realize how you each feed the beast and find beast-starving behaviors and engage those. Your son's nature is challenging to you and to your husband, but with good therapeutic guidance that you're now getting, keep moving forward towards your vision of family health. Don't accept the status quo. Better is good, but it isn't good enough. So listeners, when a major control battle is going on in a family and child or teen behaviors are out of control and violent, it's easy to overfocus on managing their behavior or finding the right parenting approach. Instead, focus on how we support the control battle and what skills our child or teenager needs to acquire. If we can starve the beast and get our youth the support for the skills and learning they need, that will get the job done. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and thanks to you, Amy, for your question. We have 1 week left this month in June. If you leave a review of HFC on iTunes before July 1st, we'll send you a free copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. Be sure to email me your name and address so we can get that to you. And I really mean it when I say, please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.